Blessings, and welcome to Arms Upheld, support in life's hard battles. I'm Lynn Pierce, and I'm here to hold up your arms with encouragement, something to think on, and a prayer to focus on the one who holds all things together, while you continue to fight the battles in your life. In the midst of battle, life can feel overwhelming, challenging, or beyond. I don't know what God has called you to do, what battlefield you are walking through, but at times you may find yourself feeling this way. I want you to know that even though your battle likely looks different than mine, I'm here to support you. I want to stand with you until the breakthrough happens and you can see the victory materialize. My hope is that these few minutes we spend together will help you lighten your load, feel seen, connected, and loved, and fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's begin with God's Word. The Lord our God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them. But we and our children are accountable forever for all that He has revealed to us, so that we may obey all the terms of these instructions. Deuteronomy 29:29, from the New Living Translation. Today is beautiful. I am sitting on my back porch, sun on my face, chickens rustling about nearby. The gentle breeze brings melodious chimes my way, while the cars race past out front. Beyond this little beautiful cocoon lies the world. Beyond what I can now see, hear, and feel, there is more. There are things I do understand, like my children will only play for so long before a quarrel breaks out. As peaceful as my chickens now peck at the ground, a predator could swoop in at any moment. And that glorious sun could cause sunburn on my face and hands. I get that. And I can be grateful for this moment and revel in the joy here, or worry about those other things. Then there are things I don't fully comprehend. I have no idea all the living creatures beyond my vision. I don't know the species and numbers of what lives up the hill in the woods beyond my yard. I don't know all the aircrafts that could see my house right now, nor who their pilots, crew, and passengers are. And I don't know how long this beauty, here and now, will last. Some of those things we could research or investigate. And some things are just beyond us. God is a mystery. We have questions. We have things we don't understand about Him and about our lives. Some things we may get partial understanding of as time goes on, but other things are simply beyond our comprehension. And I think that's good. It's good that God's understanding is bigger than mine. And as our verse says, God has secrets known to no one. We are not accountable for them. God doesn't expect us to know everything or understand it all. That's His job. Our job? We are accountable for all that He has revealed to us. When we know God's ways, it's our job to walk in them. When we know He is faithful, it's our job to trust Him. When we know He's leading us, it's our job to follow. This is what we're accountable for. Some of these things are universal, and as we learn them as Christ followers, we'll have company on these roads. Other times, God speaks directly to us. He calls us to a certain job or place for a particular task or season. That's just for us. And what He's told us doesn't necessarily transfer to someone else. If someone is convicted to listen to only a certain type of music or watch only a certain kind of movie or show, that doesn't translate across the board to everyone. That's where judgment sneaks in and rears its ugly head. We are accountable to what God has said to us, no one else. This also means that we are not accountable for anyone else's choices. We are all accountable for our own thoughts and actions, but only ours. At times, I just need to be reminded of this. Maybe you do too. So, what am I saying? God is a mystery, a lovely mystery. And we are not expected to know more than He's revealed to us, but we are accountable for what we now know. And what He's called us to do is our job to do, not to be imposed on anyone else. And maybe, most importantly, we are only accountable for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we grow in our cocoons of faith, You know all that is happening beyond us. Yet, in Your infinite wisdom and grace, You call us to walk in the way that You reveal to us. This is what we are called to and accountable for. This, and only this. The rest is up to You. Thank You. And thank You for being present with us in the beautiful moments and the not so beautiful ones as well. Through the joy, hardships, tears, and steps forward, You are shaping us into who You made us to be. You know best how to do that, so we will trust You to do so. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Your time is precious and I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this podcast and it has helped you in any way, please tell a friend so it may bless them as well. You can find links in the show notes to connect with me on Instagram or through my website, and even subscribe to my email list. As always, your battle may look different than mine, but let's stand together. I'll keep your arms upheld until victory is real in your life. Remember, God is for you, and so am I.